Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to Mustafa Said Fitness Podcast and Radio Show. So what is fitness lifestyle? What it takes to live a fitness lifestyle? In today's episode, I'm going to share some tips, tricks, and hacks that's going to help anyone who is beginning their fitness journey or someone who has been living their fitness lifestyle for years and years, but they're not getting the exact result that they want. It's also for an athletic level. So I'm very sure that this episode is going to be very helpful. Just stick around till the end of it. So fitness lifestyle is like a tricycle. You know, a tricycle is made up of three wheels. Same goes for the fitness. You know, the first wheel is training. Second is your diet, your nutrition. And the third one is good routine. A good routine means when you go to sleep, when you wake up, and how much water you take. Plus, this whole process that you have to the repetition of this whole process, this also matters. So what happens is that if any of this wheel is missing, your cycle won't be balanced. Now let's dig deep into these wheels one by one. Training depends on your goals. A fitness lifestyle isn't just about having muscles. You know, a tennis player, a swimmer, they are also fit. They may not have that muscularity that you see in a bodybuilder, but they are also fit. Their level of training is different. But in this episode, I would actually try to cover for a person who have a 9-to-5 job. I mean, who have to look after their family, who have to provide for their family or her family, how are they gonna maintain their fitness lifestyle? You know, when most of my clients shows up at the very first day, you know what I tell them is that your goal is, you know, that when you take stairs, you know, you shouldn't be out of breath. So they mostly agree with me, and actually it seems very easy, but it is not. It's actually a big goal, because what happens is that if someone has big biceps and he's really muscular, it's not supposed to mean that he's actually fit. And what happens is that nowadays, if you see people, you know, when they get into gym, they just jump right into treadmill. They think that treadmill or maybe a bit of cycling is gonna fix them. That's not true. You know, let me give you this example. It's out of fitness. You know, a dark room. You know, if you ever been in a dark room, a totally dark room, where you cannot see anything, what happens is that with the passage of time, you start to see things. Things becomes apparent. You can actually take, literally take a walk in the room. The reason is that human body is made in a way that it adapts to situation. In this metaphor, what happens is that the room is the same room, the darkness is the same darkness, but what happens is that our eyes adapts to this room. Now on a physical level, what happens is that if you do treadmill or cycling, you know, this kind of cardio on daily basis, your body adapts to it, and physically your body will stop improving or growing. That's actually how it works. And when it comes to muscle training, I actually promote muscle training a lot more than the cardio, because the reason is that when your body have more muscles, I mean, scientifically it has proven that when you have more muscles, you know, muscle itself absorbs fats. In other words, it's kind of eat the shit out of the fats. So muscle training is very important, but the thing is that you gotta train your body based on your body anatomy with the right intensity. You know, for example, the abs. You cannot train your abs in the same way that you train your shoulders or biceps. Abs is a totally different muscle. You also have to make your conditioning more athletic. For example, you have to introduce in your weightlifting, you gotta introduce some bodyweight training, for example, monkey bars, sprints, skipping, because these things matter. Because if you train, if you do heavy training and you do slow training, what happens is that with the passage of time, you become slow. you know, if you train slow, you eventually become slow. That's one thing. Now, the next thing is that never get into how much weight you lift, because I see people when they get into gym, they are worried that how much weight I should lift, because people are looking at me. It should never be like that. You know, you should always put your ego outside the door. You know, what I do is, I mean, I tell my clients that when you're in the gym, try to be like it's only you and the gym and the weights. There's nobody else. Just be in your own zone, be in your own universe. It also helps you to focus more on the quality of your reps. No matter what exercise you do, the quality of your reps matters. Instead of counting your reps, 12, 15 reps, that's not gonna help. If you do few reps in the right form, that actually matters, with the right intensity. So that's one thing. So always just kick back your ego out of the door when you're in the gym. The second wheel is diet and nutrition. And I tell you what, I hate the word diet, because what happens is that it comes with an expiry date. For example, a diet, you can carry it on for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or 2 months. What happens after that? You're done with it. So the right way to carry on is the nutrition. Nutrition is something which is healthy, which is actually tasty, and you can eat it 360 days in a year. For that, you have to definitely set long-term goals. A short one actually doesn't exist, nor they are durable. But the nutrition is the real game. Before I tell you what you should not eat, what I would tell you is that a calorie is made up of three elements, you know, protein, carbs, and fats. And listen carefully, your body needs all of them. Because what happens is that when people go for a transformation or they're losing weight, they totally avoid carbs, or maybe they avoid fats, or some of them actually, what they do is they avoid one of the meals. For example, they avoid breakfast or dinner. I'm not saying that it's not gonna work, it may work for them, but the right way is to eat all of them. You know, in the same way that a car runs on a fuel, our brain runs on carbs. And as I say to my clients, you don't have to starve yourself to death to be fed. You gotta avoid junk food, you know, some sugary stuff, and definitely poison drinks, you know, these cold drinks that you drink, these Coca-Cola and stuff. Just avoid them. Just avoid them totally. They're just loaded with load of sugars. They're loaded sugars. If you, and I tell you what, you have to be very dedicated, because sometimes what happens is that if you're going out with your family and friends, check out that place menu. I mean, nowadays everything is available on the internet. If you don't find anything useful in their menu, what you could do is just make them some suggestions. And I tell you what, some of the restaurants take it very positive, and they would be glad to make those changes for you. So you have to be very dedicated, because you know, your goals based on a muscularity, the thing is that 50% of your thing is diet or nutrition, 25% is your exercise, and 25% is rest. So this nutrition thing, it really matters. But I tell you what, don't aim for a perfection. If you want a perfect physique, a cheat day is not a bad idea. But you have to be, you have to know what you're eating. And the important thing is that you have to eat all of them. Protein, carbs, and fats. Alright, now moving on to the third wheel, third phase, that's a good routine. You know, while we train, what we do is that we damage our bodies. We let them go through pain and high intensity, you know, some tension, which creates that muscular pain. And what happens is that after that, our body needs rest. scientifically it has been proven that our body, our muscles improve and grows when we go to sleep. So what happens is that nowadays people are suffering from sleeping issues. They are up all night dwelling in their phones. I mean, you gotta put your fucking phone away and close your eyes. But I tell you what I share with my clients, and at the beginning they find it very hard, but the truth is that if you train properly, you will actually earn your sleep. There will be no sleeping issues, I tell you this thing. But the important thing is that you must prioritize your recovery, because that's how it works actually. I mean, lastly, what I tell you is that the mistake that people do is they solely focus on one of these things. Either they focus on training, they say that if I train like John Rambo or Arnold, they're gonna find it easy. No. Or maybe something that if I do a strict diet and I stop eating almost everything, then I'm gonna be fit. No, you will not be fit, I promise. I mean, take me, the mistakes that I have done. I have wasted many of my years, beginning of my years, training aimlessly. I mean, if you want results, you gotta put all these wheels together. I mean, I repeat, to get the right output, the formula is to put all these wheels together. I know this shit takes time, but a progress is a progress. And you know, there is this famous quote which says that train your mind and your body will follow. So that's pretty much it, guys. That's actually will help you to get the exact result that you want. And before ending the episode, I will also tell you that the roles of a trainer. I'm actually not sitting here and selling you my ideas. You can have any trainer that you want, but a trainer is very important. You know, a trainer will help you to have an aim, you know, have a goal, because mostly what I see people is that they come into gym, they try to work out on their own basis, and what happens is that after a while, when they see that they're not getting the result or their goals, they kind of go back to their miserable routine life back, and they say, oh, I have tried, but I didn't get the results. The reason is that you don't have enough information. A trainer, you know, it actually ensures you with the proper form, you know, save you from injuries, because injuries, it really sucks if you don't have someone who actually focus on your proper forms, then you're gonna suffer. You know, I must tell you, it doesn't mean if you know everything, you're not supposed to have a trainer. You know, top athletes around the world, they use trainers. You know, take the cricket. Nowadays, the World Cup is going on. You see the cricket team, they have actually different coaches. The same team, they have a coach for bowling, for fielding, for batting. I mean, what do you say? They are superstar players. Do they really need trainers? Yes, they do. And what happens is that sometimes, you know, every day is not the same day. Sometimes the motivation level is not the same. So your trainer will actually push you a step forward to your goals. You know, they will provide you personalized meal plans, improve your athletic performance. It's not just about being muscular and having less body fat percentage, but your athletic performance matters too. And the variety of the exercises, because you know that dark room example that I tell you, no matter what exercise you do, if you do it repeatedly, your body will stop improving. So a trainer will definitely provide you variety of exercises with correct form. That's pretty much it for today's episode, guys. If you are on iTunes, stop. Don't be a lazy A. Leave me a 5-star and share this episode with your friends. And if you want me to cover a certain topic, just shoot me a message or DM me at Instagram, and I will try and make it happen for you. If you have any question for today's episode, just let me know. And I must tell you that, you know, there was a time that I didn't know these things, and now I wish if I knew these things at the beginning of my journey, it would really help me. So if you have any other questions regarding these things, if I'm missing anything, because this topic is a very big one, and definitely if there's any other question, just let me know and I will try to answer you. Until the next time, guys, try living a badass life on your own terms, because you only live once, and if you do it right, once is enough. Stay safe, everyone. Peace.